This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
You heard it here first. Give me the Hogs Chuck. Whoopig suey. You hear?
Man, this week's just flown by. I don't know about you. I can't believe it's Friday. But here we are. We're into the month of May. We're set to wrap up the week. Another week on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. We got baseball. Razorbacks are on the road. They're at Kentucky this weekend. Razorback softball team playing at home. In fact, they're going to play two today at Bogle Park. The one Razorback road show is about to begin again. Sam Pittman and company are going to be headed around Arkansas. This time, though, the objective is perhaps a little bit different than maybe it's been before. Yes, they're raising money. And in truth, they're always raising money. This time, though, they're raising money for NIL. And we're going to hear him talk about that as we move through the podcast today. If you follow horse racing, it's Derby weekend. There's a lot going on. Let's just get right down to it. We'll start with baseball. Razorbacks in Kentucky. They open a three-game set tonight in Lexington, 5:30 our time. Arkansas is atop the West. Kentucky's atop the East. Razorbacks are ranked second in the country. Kentucky's ranked number 8. Both of them have one-game leads in their respective divisions. Kentucky's better than they usually are. They got a new ballpark. They're walking around like they're good, and they have been. This is Dave Van Horn on the Wildcats.
I think they have a really good team. You know, they swing the bat extremely well. They pitch. They fielded the ball good. If you let them get on a roll, they can get on a roll. We know we have our hands full. Yeah, we haven't been there since, I think, 2019. I don't remember exactly, but it's been a while. It might have been sooner than that, but it seems like it. I mean, it's brand new, all turf. You know, kind of like Vanderbilt's field. It can be quick and lively. We don't get all caught up in it. It's still a baseball field, and it's just a little different surface. Now it can get bouncy in the outfield. If the ball hits, you know, you might jump up and you can get a double on what should be a single. I mean, just little things like that. But these guys have grown up playing summer ball and high school ball on these type fields. And, you know, I'd say most every guy on our team's played on this type of surface many a time. It's a nice ballpark. They built it, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and it's one of the top fields in the league.
They do have a new ballpark. Sometimes that has a lot to do with the rise of a program. You know, we see it in professional sports. We see it in college sports. You know, you build a new stadium, everybody's feeling good about themselves, players feel a little better about themselves when they come to the ballpark, and fans enjoy it better because they've got a comfortable place to sit. All those things add up. All those little things add up when you're building a program. And baseball in Kentucky has to be built. Kentucky's into basketball, horse racing, and bourbon. And the order varies depending upon the day and the time of year. But baseball's just never been a big part of what Kentucky's about, at least what the outside world thinks of when they think of Kentucky. But this is a big series. It's a big series for both teams. That goes without saying. You know, Arkansas has won the West before. Arkansas has won the SEC before. Kentucky doesn't do it that often. You know, the Razorbacks are accustomed to playing in top 10 series, home and away. They do it all the time. Kentucky's played a lot of ranked teams, home and away, but they've not always been ranked when they played them. So it's a big series for them. Again, 5:30 tonight. You've got day games tomorrow and Sunday. Day game tomorrow, 1 o'clock our time, and then noon on Sunday. 9 games remaining for the Razorbacks in the regular season, and these are 3 big ones. Hey, before we hear from Sam Pittman, I want to talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home. And I want to talk to you about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've been my partners, and it's really turned into a lifetime partnership. If you happen to partner, you know, if you buy or sell a home and you happen to partner with a real estate agent that's a good one, hey, they do become your friends for life. And that's been my situation at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. I think it'll be yours too. Now, they've got a wide selection of homes. I mean, a wide selection of homes with a lot of different price points, as they say. And, you know, you want someone that's representing you, which is what you'll get at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, that understands everything that's out there, knows everything that's out there. That benefits you, obviously, as a buyer, but it also benefits you as a seller, too. The market changes. And I know when you partner with an agent from Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, you're partnering with someone that's the best trained in the business, and someone that's going to understand your situation, that's going to listen to you, that's going to put forth a plan, and then is going to execute that plan and ultimately get you from contract to close. That was my experience. That's what I can tell you about. I think it'll be your experience, too, at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. They're in Fort Smith. They're in Branson now, as you've heard us talking. You can check out their selection of homes at WeickerGriffin.com.
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the Hogs, Chuck.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Well, the Razorback Roadshow is about to make its way around Arkansas. They've done this before. They're going to do it again this year. Sam Pittman's apparently going to be front and center. It starts on the 13th, so it's just right around the corner. They're going to make stops in El Dorado, Forest City, Fort Smith, Heber Springs, Jonesboro, Little Rock, Pine Bluff, and Texarkana. Now, Coach Pittman was on Feinbaum's show yesterday, and he kind of talked about what they're going to be doing.
Raising money. You know, I'm going to be out in May trying to talk to the state of Arkansas about why we need the money and how it would benefit us, how it would benefit our kids, the state, obviously our record. So that would be probably the biggest thing going, and I would assume all the coaches in the SEC are very similar, going out and trying to raise money for the NIL program.
Now, just to be clear, Razorback Club trips over the years have always been about raising money. I mean, the Razorback Club would have a coach in, they'd sell a bunch of tickets, and they'd donate most, if not all, of the money to the Razorback Foundation. So it's always been about raising money when you hit the road, if you get right down to it. Now, as you heard Coach Pittman say a moment ago, they're, I don't know how else to put it, they've just got to be a little bit more blatant and blunt about it. They're raising money for NIL, pure and simple. Right or wrong, regardless of your feelings, that's where it's at now. You got to raise money. Hey, we're watching what's going on in basketball right now with all these players coming in. How do you think they're doing that with money? They got John L. Davis away from Florida Atlantic. How'd they do it? Money. You know, I mean, the reports say he's getting over $1 million a year. You know, now again, we can all, particularly those of us who are of a certain age, we may look at this and shake our heads. I do it a lot. But I also live with the reality that there's no turning back. There's going to be a revenue share somewhere down the road, and I don't think we're that far away. But for right now, NIL's the game. And so they're going to go out on the road and try to raise money for that. Here's the one thing that I do know. I've been a part of a lot of Razorback Club trips over the years. When the Razorbacks come to town, these small towns, it's a big deal. That traveling road show is going to roll into El Dorado, and it's going to roll into these places, and it's going to be a big deal. You would be amazed at how these small towns just stop whatever they are doing when the Razorback coach rolls into town. I was thinking about this when we were talking about it on the Morning Rush this morning. I didn't mention it then, but I'll mention it now. Let me just give you an example. There was a year when there was a Razorback club trip in Dumas, and I was on the plane, and Coach Petrino was on the plane. He was head coach then. Harold Horton, former Razorback assistant, a longtime head coach at UCA, head of the Razorback Foundation at the time. We land in Dumas, little bitty plane, little bitty airport. All the gates are locked. There's nobody there. We can't get out. I mean, the plane has landed. The guy from the Razorback Foundation was there driving the Suburban. He'd gotten from the local car dealer. And we couldn't get out. So nobody really knew who to call. And so Coach Horton called the cops. He called the Dumas Police Department. And I'm telling you, within 5 minutes, you'd have thought there'd have been a double murder on that side of town. There are three or four cop cars. I'm going to say probably every cop car they had in Dumas was flying down the road with its sirens on and its lights blaring just to be the first one to the airport to unlock the gate so Coach Petrino could come to the Razorback Club meeting. That's what it's like. I can remember going to Morrilton, and I suspect it may be this way over in Heber Springs. They always roll out the welcome mat. At Morrilton, you would land. They'd have a Winnebago there dressed out in Razorback Club gear, and they drive it through the middle of town like you were there for a parade. And that's how you went to the Razorback Club meeting every single time. It's the damnedest thing you've ever seen. But they did it every time. And my point is that when the Razorbacks come to town, I know, I'm from a small Arkansas town. I know what it's like. When they roll in, everything stops. And it's going to be this way for 8 towns over the month of May. And Coach Pittman's going to charm them. Hunter Yurachek's going to charm them. The other coaches that they bring out, and I've not seen the lineup. I don't even know that it's been finalized yet. They'll charm them and they'll raise some money. And right or wrong, that's pretty much how the game's played in college sports. All right, let's move over to softball. Razorbacks got a big series coming up with Ole Miss. Now, the forecasted rain for Sunday has changed the schedule for this weekend. They're going to play a doubleheader today, and then they're going to wrap up the series tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Supposed to rain Sunday, so they're going to play 2 today, 1 tomorrow against Ole Miss. Now, folks, the Razorback softball team's really good. I mean, they're having a similar type season to what the baseball team's having. Haven't been ranked number 1, not ranked number 2. They're ranked number 11. Nothing wrong with that. 35-13 on the year, 13-8 in conference play. They've won, by the way, 15 of their last 16 road SEC series, which is just kind of hard to imagine. This is Courtney Dyfel talking about her team, and really, if you listen, about the way she runs her program.
That's what we sign up for when we play in this conference. We sign up to play the best and have to compete against the best every game. I don't think we avoid the peaks and valleys. I think we embrace them and figure out how to be our best in that because there are stretches that we have not been firing and we've had to find different ways to win. And while also knowing like we weren't our best and we found a way, or when we drop a game, okay, well, this is what happened and this is how we need to respond. And so I think it's just making sure that we're learning and growing through that, but it's never who we are. And so it's, and it's just, this team's responded to that. I think that you can get caught in like, oh my gosh, this game, and it can drag you down, or you can respond and want to be better. And that's what this team's done. And so I think that it is a grind. This conference is a grind. But we know that when we sign up for it. And so it's just, how can we be consistent? How can we find new ways to win? How can we win on days we're not our best? And whilst not losing our motivation or our, you know, optimism towards working towards our best. And so I think that's why this team's been able to put together a really great resume, a great conference season, is that, you know, when we don't play our best, it doesn't, they don't lose their optimism towards working towards that. They just use it to be better the next time.
Barring catastrophe, they're going to be among the top four heading into the conference tournament. They're going to get that opening round bye. They're going to be in the NCAA regionals. It looks like they're going to get a chance to play at home. But again, two today, one tomorrow. Senior day activities after the game tomorrow afternoon. They're going to play at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and have senior day activities following that. Hey, if you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, there's a lot of ball games being played out there. We've not even talked about the NBA playoffs today. If you like to wager on former Razorbacks, if you like to wager on maybe just your favorite player, there's opportunities to do that at the Bet Saracen app. When we tell you that it's Vegas, Arkansas style, what we're talking about is those Arkansas connections. Razorbacks play tonight. You can place wagers on the Razorbacks. You can place wagers on Hagan Smith. They're going to start the game, and you can keep making wagers. That's how it works at the Bet Saracen app. That's why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. If you've not downloaded it, do it today. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to rock and roll with the Bet Saracen app. Fastest 2 minutes in sports tomorrow afternoon, a little before 6 o'clock, our time. They'll break out of the gate at the Kentucky Derby. Lots of folks I know are going to place wagers on that. You've got Arkansas horses, as you always do. Mystic Dan is one. Honor Marie is another, and I'm probably missing some. There are others. I know Mystic Dan finished second at the Arkansas Derby. But that'll be fun, always is. A lot of people that don't pay attention to horse racing at all will pay attention to the Kentucky Derby at least for a couple of minutes tomorrow. We'll watch it too. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll have a report on the Hogs, obviously, when we get together on Monday. There may be basketball developments between now and then. Who knows? Hope you have a great weekend. Until Monday, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.